This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry to introduce new strategy to reduce breeding of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, Rural Electrification Program gets new name and mandate, and Agriculture Ministry selects hybrid officer to carry out customs function. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health will be introducing a new strategy to help reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits the Zika virus. Medical entomologist in charge of the vector control program, Shireen Huntley-Jones, says the ministry has recognized that the 45 and 55 gallon drums often used to store water are the main breeding habitats for the mosquitoes. She says the ministry has designed a drum cover that will be introduced to the population to assist in reducing the breeding of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes.
This is what we want to introduce to special or high-risk communities for usage in terms of covering up those 45-gallon drums, because we believe once we deal with the breeding in the 45-55-gallon drums, we would have significantly reduced the Aedes aegypti population and then reduced the risk for transmission.
Mrs. Jones was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. She says improper disposal of car tires is also among the major factors that contribute to the breeding of mosquitoes across the island. The Rural Electrification Program, REP, has been renamed the National Energy Solution Company Limited, NESCL. The move, which was recently approved by Cabinet, will also see the expansion of the organization's functions. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says while the company will continue to work to provide electricity to the remaining 2.5% of homes, it will also play a major role in reducing energy losses. Mr. Paulwell says the NESCL will be working with the Jamaica Public Service Company and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund to reduce electricity theft and to promote energy efficiency.
We're going to be working with JPSCO, JCIF, because there are a number of communities already identified by JCIF, over 100 communities across Jamaica, where we have to do the regularization. My focus is to make sure that when I go through communities that we do not see this phenomenon. It is dangerous, it causes fires, deaths. We are going to regularize the situation once and for all.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the opening of an energy forum at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Tuesday. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook is reiterating the call for local hoteliers and tourist industry stakeholders to ensure their staff include persons who possess a second language. Mr. Pennycook says the country has been moving aggressively to increase visitor arrivals from non-traditional markets to compensate for decreased arrivals from traditional markets in the United States and United Kingdom. To reap the desired result, hoteliers and stakeholders must be able to accommodate persons who do not speak English.
Last year, for instance, we announced the relaxing of visa requirements from China. And this winter, we've started to see movement. January to April 2015, there was an increase of 44% in Chinese visitors over last year to Jamaica. China is now the number one outbound travel market in the world.
Mr. Pennycook was speaking at the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association's 54th Annual General Meeting and Convention on Saturday, June 6. And the Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries has announced the selection of a hybrid officer to carry out the customs function of examining import and export shipments. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, Major Richard Reese, says the Minister of Agriculture is the first entity to embrace the hybrid officer concept.
The proposal by Customs of implementing hybrid officers ensures that you would have various ministries and agencies determining which officers can carry out a dual function. So the ministries would select, train, and assign these officers, and the Jamaica Customs Agency will cross-train them as customs officers, pay the salaries, and deploy.
Major Reese says the hybrid officers will report to both the JCA and the ministry they are from in terms of their portfolio responsibility and carrying out customs functions. He says this means that fewer officers will be required to attend examinations for shipments for import or export. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.